I hated leaving childhood and the annual Easter morning search for hidden goodies until I discovered shed hunting, the adult equivalent of a child's egg hunt. I didn't know grown-ups could still experience the thrill of finding well-hidden treasure. In this case, antlers camouflaged by tall grass. My husband introduced me to the spring rite soon after we met. Discovering that first drop thrilled me the same way finding Easter prizes brightened my early years. Any Easter bunny worth his salt knows how to obscure an egg, so discovering it is nearly a miracle. Well, secreted eggs require a gifted hunter's eye to zero in on the minuscule differences between the hiding place and the colored cackleberry. Mother Nature and male deer combine to practice the bunny's trickery on a less sophisticated level. By late winter, grasses lose their green and most of their winter russet and gold to turn a tawny bone color. Tall, sear blades perfectly camouflage bone-colored antler, hiding them until a person nearly steps upon them. Bucks that don't become menu items during hunting season lose their antlers somewhere between January and March. As the blood flow to living tissue dries up, the bony growth loosens to fall off as deer leap over fences, cross uneven ground, or knock the cumbersome headgear against branches as they travel through wooded areas. Sometimes both beams shed at the same time, or the buck drops one protrusion at a time. As a result, experienced drop hunters know to keep looking for a second prize in the near vicinity of the first. Once an antler falls, the fun begins. The very best part about this seasonal activity is it isn't over in one morning. Throughout the shedding season, different animals may drop antlers near the place where you already found one, so shed hunters can return to a site several times and find treasure again and again. We once visited a location near Casper, Wyoming, where herds went year after year to lose their racks. We found fresh drops as well as weathered beams. Just as some Easter egg hunters are luckier than others at finding prizes, some antler hunters are luckier. Part of this has to do with how often these folks search, but some individuals have the eye. Over the years, I have found a few sheds, while my husband has found many. We know some dedicated hunters who fill the beds of pickups with their gleanings each season. I always hoped to find enough to build an arch similar to the one on the square in Jackson Hole. Without a lot more work than my husband and I have put into this, that isn't going to happen. However, I wouldn't mind taking a lesson from friends who turn their discoveries into lamps, playing pieces for checkerboards, buttons, drawer and knife handles, or wine racks. Regardless of whether I become an antler artisan or not, I love the thrill of finding a well-hidden object. Until next time, this is Karen Madoran, living the good life on the High Plains.